Tina Bernoski, an English language learner counselor at Bartlett High School, said she couldn't believe that the board was considering cutting school counselors again. She says she worries about what will happen if some of the most vulnerable students in the district lose support, and warned school board members that things could get bad.
Many of my students do not speak English, do not have a parent to speak English. We are the case managers, the refugee liaisons, the immigration collectors, and the parent to communicate with. I will tell you that dropout rates will increase and graduation rates will dramatically reduce.
ASD officials rolled out the proposed 2014-2015 budget Tuesday. Under the plan, the district will cut more than 200 positions, more than half of them teaching positions. Administration and support positions will also be eliminated. In addition, high school schedules will now have 7 periods instead of 6 to save money. Allison Haynes, a sophomore at West High School, says she's concerned that the change will compromise her education.
A 7-period day will not allow for the kind of time that is needed for intense higher-level classes, or any class for that matter, to be taught effectively. I am currently in Calculus, AP US History, Chemistry, and HG English. I see no way that my wonderful, dedicated teachers could possibly deliver the same quality of instruction in a 42-minute period.
Officials say cost drivers include group medical coverage, the Affordable Care Act, new state technology requirements for online testing and teacher evaluations, liability and self-insurance, and natural gas prices. Governor Sean Parnell is recommending a base student allocation increase of $200 over 3 years, an increase of about 1% per year. School Board President Tam Agosti-Giesler says that's not enough.
We've been asked, what would we need in order to stop our budget gap this year in terms of dollar increase to the base student allocation? And that is estimated at about $250 increase to catch up with inflation for the last 3 years. And this year, it's around $400.
Agosti-Giesler says a long-term solution is needed in the form of an inflation-proof formula for funding schools. The next opportunity for the public to testify on the Anchorage School District budget will be February 3rd. There'll be one more chance on February 20th when the board will take their final vote. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.